It's Get Well Wednesday, and it's brought to you by AARP Foundation Tax Aid. AARP Foundation Tax Aid offers free tax preparation and is open to the public. Call 888-227-7669 or visit aarp.org/findtaxhelp. That's 888-227-7669. This is organ donation month. Organ and tissue donation month.
April is, yes. It's donate it's donate life month.
Yes, that's what you call it. April is donate life month. And our expert is Jack Lynch, Director of Community Affairs for the Gift of Hope Organ and Tissue Donor Network in Chicago.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, you guys. Good morning.
What's going on, Jack?
Well, we are getting there as reference to the heat, but the weather's getting better.
It's still snowing in Chicago?
Yes.
No, not at the moment, but, you know, by the time we get off, it may start up again. Good morning.
Good morning,
Jack. All right, Jack. April is Donate Life Life Month, and what should African Americans know about donating organs and tissues?
Well, I think the most significant thing that should be said about that question is that it's getting better, but we've got to do so much better than what has been donated to this point. We make up about 14 to 15% of the national population, yet here in Illinois, 38% of those waiting for kidneys are African American. And it's to your advantage, as you guys know, to receive a kidney specifically from someone in your own ethnic group. That is not happening often enough.
So why don't we as African Americans like to give up our organs and tissue?
I really have to just simply say education. I don't think we're any less willing to help others when we are involved and we know. But our seeking out information about our health care, it's not one of the top three things on one's radar screen. And kidney failure is certainly not on the radar screen. So we need to do a better job of not being in a position where you're in need of a kidney transplant and taking better care of our bodies.
If I donate a kidney, if I donate an organ, can I get into heaven?
I've heard that before.
A lot of people say if you don't go to heaven with all of your things you came with.
Is that the same God that permits a tooth to be extracted, a kidney to be recovered, a pancreas or an appendix to be removed? You know, folks come up with those concerns, and we primarily just say that the God that I serve is not a limited God. If you, in fact, need that particular organ or a organ to get into heaven, I don't think that that would keep you from achieving that goal.
A lot of those archaic notions go by the wayside, Jack, when we have a loved one who is in need of that.
You're absolutely right. When it comes home, and unfortunately it comes home in our community
a
great deal. But once it comes home, then the educational process starts. And that's what I mean by African Americans rally around their loved ones who are in need. And in fact, there's a new trend, guys, of blacks permitting one of their kidneys to be recovered to go into their loved ones. We have to just stop waiting until it's a critical point, meaning a family member is in need.
I have a guy that I grew up with by side. He's my next door neighbor. He is now looking for a second kidney transplant. And I had an aunt who had the same thing that Alonzo Mourning had. And her kidney came from a Hispanic woman.
Kidneys can come from anyone and any ethnicity, any race can donate. But it's certainly to your advantage to, one, receive a kidney from a sibling. And if not a sibling, someone certainly in your own ethnic group. But unfortunately, in our community, that scenario is not happening often enough. You know, 9 out of 10 organs that are transplanted are the results of whites donating. What does that mean? Well, 9 out of 10 kidney transplants that every African American has in this country are not the result of African Americans donating, but whites.
Mm. And the chances of the the white person's kidney being rejected because we're African American?
You know, with the new onset of the anti-rejection drugs, that's no longer a prime factor.
Oh, yeah.
Not at all. Not at all. We do well, but, you know, we arrive at the showdown with a number of ailments by the time kidney failure is diagnosed. There's normally high blood pressure. There's also diabetes. And then there's heart failure associated with many of these complicated cases. But in terms of rejection from variations of ethnic groups, that's no longer a prime factor, no.
Are you involved in the bone marrow transplant
no,
as well?
No, we're that's not part of that. But in fact, you know, that's an easier process than it was when it first began because, you know, a needle had to be inserted into the thigh, into the long bone, and then that marrow had to be recovered.
You have a question?
Now we're just doing a better job of even that process and making it less painful.
Okay, you got a question for Jack Lynch about kidney donations and other organs and tissues? Text us at 646464. Thank you, Jack.
The struggle goes on.